And I'm going to talk to you about Dad being a foreman in the State Highway Department on the roads. He had probably a dozen to 15 men all together under him, and he had roads that he took care of in different towns, local towns, Marlborough, Dublin, Jaffrey, Ringe, some of Peterborough, but anyway, and he had, in these different towns, he had a sort of a leader that had probably three or four men working with him. And one in Ringe, had one in Marlborough, and one in Dublin. And these leaders were the ones that got the plows out, or Dad would get them to get the plows out and get the roads cleared. And in the summertime, they'd do the tarring. They did the tarring in groups around the state. And sometimes Dad would have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get onto the job at 7. I can remember one time they were tarring over on 124, the road to Jaffrey from Marlborough. And Dad with his pickup would always bring the men back to the end of the strip of where they were laying the tar. Then the men would jump off the pickup, get off the pickup, and walk across the tar and clean out these sand piles and throw it onto the tar, the raw tar that was on the road. And I saw big Ernest Thorne walk across the tar just like nobody's business, you know. And I said, I figured, if he can do it, I ought to be able to do it. So I started to walk across the tar, and I was a little chipper, you know, and boom, I slipped. And I fell on my butt, and I got it all over my butt and my back and my hair. And it was, the tar, when it's laid down, is very hot. But at that time, it was warm, but it wasn't hot enough to burn me. And Dad took me into the woods and took all my clothes off and cleaned me what tar he could with kerosene off, and put me into a pair of his unionalls, or his coveralls. They weren't unionalls, they were coveralls. And that's the way I was the rest of the day. But I kept my feet out of the tar, and I knew that wasn't the place for me. And that's the way they used to cover the roads. Now they put the tar down, the whole tar. And before, they used to lay this asphalt down and then spread the sand piles along the side of the road that they had put there. And then the trucks would come along with their hones and hone the road. And they would mix the sand in the tar. And then the grader would come along and grade it off. That was the way they used to do it. A lot of manpower, a lot of work. I can remember one time we had, six or seven piles of sand to throw out and onto the tar. And I can remember myself and Yelmer Olson, and we had Custer Coots between us. And we always would finish up our seven piles and help Custer with his seven piles of sand. It was a hard job, but after you got to know how to spread the sand, it wasn't that bad. You'd spread it right close to you, the edge of the road, and get the sand so that you could walk out to the rest of the stuff. And it wasn't a bad job. I didn't do that too much. But that was Dad's job, and I'll tell you, Dad got right down in there, in with it, in with his workers, always. They used to mow the grass on the side of the road with scythes, and they'd rake the grass up and cut it off. And he used to have a stone wheel that he used to start sharpen the scythes with. The guys would come up and hit a rock or something like that, and they'd give him a new scythe, a different scythe, and he'd sharpen that up. And he worked right along with the men. It was a lot of manpower, a lot of man work in those days. Not so much the grader, the backhoe and loaders and everything else. It was a hard job.